We are learning Mesechtes Erev in Daf Peidal Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom of Peigim Amud Beis. We have a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. The machlokes is, we know when you have a reshus between two chatzeres, and there's no Erev between two chatzeres, that reshus, if they both have the same access to it, then the loch is it's aser on both of them, because it becomes a joint reshus. But if one of them it's easy, and if one of them is hard, it goes to the easy guy. That's the halacha. Now, the Mishnah was, let's say one person is b'shulshul, which means he has to let something down, and the other person has to throw something up. Is one of them called easier or not? That's machlekes. Rav holds, they're both the same. Shmuel holds, it's easier b'shulshul, which means easier to let something down than throw something up. The machlekes Rav and Shmuel, and the Gemara's attempt to bring a raya to Rav or Shmuel. Shmuel holds that it's easier, and Rav holds the same. Tanah, we'll learn to our Mishnah. Anche chaser v'anche marpeset. You have the people of the chaser, that's the bottom floor, and the people of the marpeset. They didn't make an Erev with each other. Any structure in the chatzar that's 10 tefachim high, limar pesas. It belongs, that top of that structure belongs to my pesas because it's easier for him. Pachis b'kan, lower than that, l'chatzar. That's what our Mishnah says. Lower than that goes to the chatzar. So, kasaka daitach, right now we think, my pesat, b'nei aliyah. It means the people who live on the higher floor. And the way Tosfos explains, what it means is, that the marpeset really is a platform in between the two floors. You have the bottom floor with doors to the chatzah. Then you have this platform. I guess there was too much of a ladder to go up to the second floor. So you first go up to one landing. And from there you have another ladder to the next landing. That's the picture of this, the aliyah. So basically, the marpeset is not really where you do shtamshus from. That's just a landing between the two floors. So when it says, so the bnei aliyah are the Anshei Marpeset, and the bottom floor, the Anshei Chatzah. And the Gemara Bavarans right away, my Karolei Marpeset, why you call them Anshei Marpeset? They're the Anshei Aliyah. Why they call Anshei Marpeset? Because Salki bin Marpeset, they go, you use this platform to get up, they use this porch to get up to that floor. That's what they call Anshei Marpeset. Alma, so what do you see from here? It says, if you have a 10 Tachim structure, who does it go to? The Bnei Aliyah. It goes to the upstairs floor, the Anshei Marpeset, not the Anshei Chatzah. What do you mean? They're on the second floor. It's more than 10 tefachim away from them. They have to lower something down. And even though they both have a hard time getting it, one has to lower, one has to raise it. The loch is goes to the Anshei Marpeset. So what do you see? You see that L'raya to Shmuel, it's easier b'shulshul than b'zrika. That's what you see. Alma kol l'zeh b'shulshul z'eh b'zrika. No yisner yisrael l'zeh sh'eh b'shulshul. It's a raya to Shmuel that it's easier to lower something down than to go throw something up. And for the Gemara, could the Rav Huna la'oison hadarim b'marpesas? No, there's not pshat as Bnei Aliyah here. When it says the platform, this porch, people live, have doors open to that porch. And that porch is not so high, like Rashi speaks out in the Maskul Zeba Pesach, that Stam Marpesas lo'igavaya too, it's not very hard. So Rav Huna says, la'oison hadarim, he says later on this Teretz, so how can I be the same thing, la'oison hadarim b'marpesas? So what does that mean? So Teretz like this, that the marpeset is not so high. So this ten tefachim structure is up here, it's basically even to the marpeset. Or it's within ten tefachim of the marpeset. So this is within tefachim of the marpeset, you don't have to lower anything down. That's called, anything within ten tefachim is called b'shava, it's called equal. So that's why, if it's ten tefachim high, it goes to the anche marpeset. If it's lower, it goes to the chatzah. Right, the Gemara, I don't understand that. Why if it's lower, it goes to the chatzah? If it's lower, it goes to the chatzah. Let's think about this. If it's within 10 tefachim the chatzah, it doesn't mean it's more than 10 tefachim away from our peset, because our peset, we say, is not so high. So they're both within 10 tefachim. So why is it go to the chatzah then? Bishlamik learned he was bnei aliyah, and shulshul was easiest to understand. It's less than 10 tefachim, so then it's within 10 tefachim of the chatzah, but more than 10 tefachim of the aliyah. But now we're saying it's answer our peset, so they're both within 10 tefachim of each other. So the Gemara, my lechatzah, what does it mean lechatzah gets it? Well, let's read the Kashan Tzadit again. Yochim, it's safe, a pachas gan lechatzah. My lezeva pesach, the pesach, they're both equal pesach. And for the Gemara, my lechatzah, af lechatzah. It means, lechatzah means, the also lechatzah, v'shneim asub, the taka both also. And hochinam mistavra, the Gemara wants to be a raya that when you say lechatzah, because you usually learn the Mishnah, lechatzah means only lechatzah. I'll show you that you could say that lechatzah means also lechatzah. And you anyway have to say that. That's the Hakanam Sab. You don't have to say Chatz Minda because you have a different sefer.
How far
are
you from the Marpeset?
What?
How far are you from the Marpeset?
Who? The top of the structure?
This platform.
This platform is approximately 10 tefachim higher than the Chatzah. But between 10 and 15 tefachim higher than the Chatzah.
So why did the Marpeset lose out then?
He doesn't. That's the thing. Af l'chotzer. When it's pachas k'an af l'chotzer, they're both shnei masurim. Yeah, they both are equal shtamshes on it. When it's less than 10 tefachim, so the chotzer and the marpes have equal shtamshes. Anything that's less than 10 is always considered shava.
Even if
we're menachas to the anything within 10 tefachim is not called menachas. It's not called shiloh nachas. They're both called menachas. They're both called pesach. So that's what it says. Af l'chotzer. So Haganah Mistavra Midik Tani Seifa Medvar Amurim says in the Seifa that this whole thing, that the structure that's 10 tefachim high, for example, goes to the Marpesas, is only if it's smuchalai. What does smuchalai means? The Mishnah said within 4 tefachim. So it said Medvar Masmucha Avmufaleges Afilu Gavayu Tefachim is it goes lechatzer. My lechatzer. What does it mean? It goes lechatzer. Ilem lechatzer Veshari belongs to lechatzer only. And my Reshusha Tavayu. It's 10 tefachim high. And they both have tashmish v'kasha, like Rashi explains, because the chatz has to throw, and the aliyah has to throw and do shilshul, and lower it down, both. So first of all, so how do you say that it goes to the chatzah? Because the maysa, even though like Shmuel speaks out, like Rashi speaks out, if you're Shmuel, shilshul is a little easier, but here you have Zerika also, so they're both equal. So when it's 10 tefachim away, even if it's 4 tefachim away from me, why are we saying it goes to the chatzah? So akar chiyav say there means af lechatzer elamay lechatzer af lechatzer v'shnei masurim halchidam lechatzer af lechatzer v'shnei masurim. Here also means af lechatzer v'shnei masurim shvamina. So let's just recap. So if you learn our Mishnah, our Mishnah says that if you have a 10 tefachim high structure within 4 tefachim of marpesas, it goes to marpesas. And the question was why? He's on the second floor. Teretz says no, he's not on the second floor. He's even. So when it's 10 tefachim high, so they're basically even. He gets the only goes to the answer of marpesas. When it's lower than 10 tefachim, it goes to both. Because they're both equal in that, and therefore Allah is they're both shneim asur. Tanan. Back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah gives examples of structures that are 10 tefachim high. It says in the Mishnah, Chul yisabar, which means the bank of the bar, the sand that's piled around the bar, vehasela, and a rock that's in the chatzar, shem gvayim asara, that's 10 tefachim high, limar pesas. It goes to limar pesas. Like we said, because we're talking about the anshei marpesas. People live, actually have doors open to the porch, and therefore, for them, it's easy to use. Pachis mekan, lower is lechatzer. So what's the kasha? Same kasha, lechaira, same type of kasha. Lechaira, here, the Gemara thought, I already spoke at the terrace, right? The Gemara thought that I was talking about the anshei aliyah. So lechaira, if it's anshei aliyah, one's b'shilshul, one's b'zrika, and we're giving it to the upstairs. So you see, shilshul is easier, lowering down is easier. I'm Rav Huna, this is the Rav Huna I said before, that Rav Huna says over here. I'm Rav Huna, lo'isam hadarim b'marpesas. We're talking about the people who live in the marpesas, and therefore, this structure, that's 10 tefachim high, goes to them, because it's even, basically even to them, asha inkein, the chatzar has something that's 10 tefachim high. But the Gemara says, I don't like that, I have a problem. Peinach sel, let's go with the rock. Bar, my ikumemo. What do you say about a bar? A bar is like in English, you call it a cistern of water. It's a place where they keep water. Now, in a chadami, the bank of the bar is 10 tefachim high, but the water is inside the bar. So to get water out of the bar, you still have to lower a pail into the bar. So again, why is it easier for the marpesas? Good, the bank is even to him, but the water is lower. He has to lower something down. And we're saying it's easier for him to do it than for the bnei chatzar to do it. Oh, that's a good kasha. That's Taisa's kasha. Taisa's kasha is the chayra that by the chatzir, it is harder for chatzir. He has to go zrika, it's called zrika and shulshul. So Taisa says, this is a kasha on Rav. So Taisa says that for Rav, since zrika and shulshul are even, if you have both of them, it doesn't make any difference either. They're both the same type of thing. Who cares if you do both of them? They're both the same type of, kasha or nachas. Therefore, he says, you don't count it. That's what Tosis answers. He says, if it'll be Zrika in like length, going from one place A, place to B, vertically, so then it'll be different. But when it goes up and down, it makes no difference, he says. You throw the pail up and it goes down. And therefore the kasha is, that Fi Rav, that we're saying they're both called Tashmisha v'kasha, so here, why is the bar different? So that's the word kasha. Amar Rav Yisrael Rav Yehuda, Halcha bar mleya maya miskinim. The bar is full of water to the top. And therefore, it's at 10 tefachim high level. So therefore, we're saying it's easier for the upstairs guy to use it, it goes to him. When you take water out, after a while, it gets less. And on Shabbos, it gets less. And we come to Hashvish of Akash of both of them. So the Gemara first tries to answer like this. Since when it's filled, it's mutter. When it gets missing, it's mutter. What does that mean? So Ritva explains, There's a Yisoy in Hilchos Erevin called Hoyel V'Hutra Hutra. Since the beginning of Shabbos, it was high up, and for him it was easier. Even if it gets lower on Shabbos, we will say that it goes to him because Kivin Hutra Hutra. But the Gemara says back, no, Adraba. Kivin D'Chichosra Asiri Kimali Nami Asira. What the Gemara means to ask Dr. Ritva is that here it's different than Hoyel V'Hutra. Anytime you have Hoyel V'Hutra, is it expected to get fall down and get less? No. Here, it's part of the process. Automatically, when you take water out, it's going to get less. So here, you don't say, Hal v'hutra v'hutra. And therefore, the Gemara's kasha is, back to the kasha, that mayim doesn't help if it's higher up, it's still going to get lower, and it's tashmisha v'kasha.
In the case of
heaven,
really, what? In the case of heaven,
yeah.
Why is the same thing? Why is the same thing, Hal v'hutra v'hutra, whether it's going to live one of the shittas?
Right. The Gemara there actually said that, because there, it's not expected to get less. There was a chash. It wasn't expected. Mara even said like this, that you're not allowed to take but a pail, according to Rashi Pshat, because it might get less.
It goes very little.
It says, by him, it gets very little. Wasn't expected there. that's a good cash, but that wasn't expected over there. Like upon him, so that's the Gemara's kasha. So Zok the Gemara, what's the case of Bar? We're saying Bar goes to him, what's the Pshat? L'chare to Raya, to Shmuel, that Shulshul is easier than Zerika. Elam Abayo, that the Mishnah is talking about a specific case. Hoka Bar Malay a Paris Askin. I'm talking about full of Paris. Bal Chasri, this also, if it's full of Paris, it might take off fruit on Shabbos and make it less. So I'm more of a Tivlo, it was Tevel, and Tevel is Muksa on Shabbos. And therefore, it was a case that was full of Paris that was Muksa on Shabbos. You're using it for, I guess, you're using it to put things on top of it, or whatever you use it for, put things there. But it was talking about Tevel, and you can't. And you can't mentality, you can't make it less. Basically, that would be used as the floor of the bar. You can't make it less. Deikanami, you're telling me to sell it. There's a deik. The Mishnah says, sell it on the bar. Shmami no. It's doing it to sell. It's going to sell it. It doesn't get less. We're talking about here, a bar doesn't get less either. But the Gemara, if that's the case, the Gemara is a problem. The Gemara is going to say like this. Bishlama, if you had the case whose bar was Mayim, and it was a Chiddush, that even though it was Shulshul, so still, that's even if you have to lower it down, still it's called Mutter. That makes it easy for them to understand the Chiddush. There's a Sela, which is more simple, and a Bar is a Chiddush. Now it's saying a Bar is Malay of Paris. What's the added Chiddush of Bar? Like Rashi explains, Bishlam a Sela, you have to say, to Megala, that Bar is talking about Paris that you can't move. What's Bar for? What are you giving the case of Bar for? What's the point? But Lomelu Mr. Bar, Lomelu Mr. Sela. And Rashi explains the question is really, why are you saying Bar? So more answers, Tricha. We need the case of Bar. The Ishmael Sela, you'll say, there it's Mutter, the Lekel and Migza. There's no Gzeira. Ava Bar, Ligzer, but bar, there's a gzeira, zimnin, demalia, peris, misukana. Maybe sometimes you fill it up with peris that are not tevel, and you will take it out. Therefore, tzricha, therefore the Gemara has to teach us the case of bar, that even a bar, if it's full of peris, it goes to the upstairs guy, because by him, it's eye level, it's the same level, it's within 10 tfachim, and therefore, because of the way Rav answers, and therefore we have to give the case of bar. For Shmuel, it's much more simple. For Shmuel, the bar can be talking about Metlea Mayim, makes a difference because Shilshul is easier. And if it's 10 Tfachim high, it goes to the upstairs guy because it's easier. And that's the Chiddush of Bar. But if you're Rav, that you're saying, it's talking about Tevel, the Chiddush is, they're not going there, you might put something else in there, and there will be awesome. Toshima, try bringing another riot. We have here, this is already a Braisa. Anchi Chotzev, Anchi Aliyah, Sheshachuv Le'irvu. You have Anchi Chotzev, Eve Anchi Aliyah. Here's not talking about my Pesach, here's Taka, second floor. A two-floor apartment building. You have the Anche Chatzim and the Anche Aliyah. They didn't make an error with each other. Anche Chatzim is Shamshim v'Asar HaTachtoinim. The Anche Chatzim are Mishdamish with the bottom 10 Tfachim of the wall. And we'll see what we're talking about. An example for this. The Anche Aliyah, Mishdamish v'Asar HaTachtoinim. The Anche Aliyah, they own the top 10 Tfachim closer to their window. Ketzad, what's an example that we're talking about? Using a wall, what are we talking about? Ziz HaYotze Min HaKoyesel. You have this little platform, a little shelf, coming out of the wall. Lemata ma'asara, less than 10 tfachim from the ground, goes l'chatzah. Da'an shechatzah, mishtamish with that. Lemayla ma'asara, which means, Rashi explains, that if you count 10 tfachim from the window of the upstairs, lemayla from those 10 tfachim, la'aliyah, goes to the aliyah. But let's say this window is 40 tfachim high from the ground, so you have 20 tfachim in between. Hod the baini baini, those 20 tfachim in between is asar on both of them. So this is a kasha. Now we have a kasha on Shmuel first time. L'chayra, why does the 20 tfachim in between? Oster for both of them. L'chayra, for Shmuel, it's easier for the upstairs because Shulshul is easier. To lower something down is easier than throwing something up. So any ziz in between should be for the upstairs guy, not the downstairs guy. because the upstairs have the easier way of lowering something down. Mashaykin the Rav, it's they're both even, so it's a riot the Rav. It's a shteyim asurim. That's diik. Lamal alahim, lamat him. Abayni bayni is also. And Rav Nachman, says, don't make this diik. Why? When it says lamayla masara lamat masara, we're talking about a specific case. It's taka b'davka lamayla masara lamat masara because the whole window is 19 tefachim high. Hakam ayaskinon. We're talking about 19 tefachim high window. If it's lower than 10 tefachim on the ground, for the chotzer it's like a pesach within 10 tefachim. And for upstairs, he has to lower something down, which makes it harder for the upstairs and easier for the downstairs. L'may l'masorot here will mean above 10 tefachim from the ground. L'zeva pesach, l'zeva zrika. It'll be for this one for pesach and this one for zrika, and this will be mutter for the upstairs guy. And there's no habeni beni because there's no in between. And Rav Rashi speaks, yeah, that's it. We'll be 20 tefachim, there'll be a beni beni, and there'll be a kasha. So it's the Africa case of 19 tefachim. And that's the way we answer the kasha on Shmuel.